to Artus, this is London Calling, and welcome to the Sounds of London.
London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is good in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning, I live by the river.
Hi everyone, tonight I'm going to continue with my series on the old grey whistle test. During the 70s, two BBC music shows dominated the television. One was Top of the Pops, with a format based on singles, many of which I played a few months ago in my I Love the 70s series. The other was the old grey whistle test, which concentrated on the album market. There was nothing else even remotely like it on British television, or possibly the world. What was so interesting was the variety of acts, many of whom played live in the studio, and also presenter Whispering Bob Harris travelled to the US and all over the world and interviewed all kinds of people, including the engineers. So the impact was huge and certainly a focus for all serious music lovers. So let's celebrate the wonderful music of the old grey whistle test, along with its most famous presenter, as I said, Whispering Bob Harris. And just to get you in the mood, let's have a little of the title music. That was Area 615, Nashville country rock band, but they were named after an area code or a telephone area code in Tennessee. And that track was called Stone Chase Fox, one of their famous sessions. Anyway, on with the music.
How you broke my heart. if I stay here just a little bit longer? If I stay here, won't you listen to my heart? Just a little bit longer. If I stay here, won't you listen to my heart?
Crazy Horse, a band that worked very closely with Neil Young back in the 70s, and that was from 1971, I Don't Want to Talk About It. You probably remember the more famous version by Rod Stewart from 1989, but that one's from 1971. And in fact, most of our songs are going to be from the early 70s tonight. That was a nice mellow start to the evening. And in fact, I'm going to go over to the UK now, over to a British singer-songwriter, John Martin. And here's something you might recognise.
May you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. May you never make your bed out in the cold. Just like a greeting song, brother of mine, you know that I love you true. You never talk dirty behind my bag, and I know that there's those that do. Oh, please, won't you be rid of mine? Love is a lesson to learn in our time. Oh, please, won't you be rid of mine for me? May you never lay your head down
That was highly influential acoustic guitarist John Martin with May You Never from 1973 and his album Solidaire, and which was a sort of folk jazz album and highly successful. And he was liked by many, revered by many of the guitarists around that time, particularly Eric Clapton. And in fact, you may recognise that May You Never from his Slow Hand album, 1977. Now, something completely different.
The mountain is high.
Taken from the They Only Come Out at Night album, which also had Frankenstein on it. Do you remember Frankenstein? What a brilliant track. Anyway, let's move on to another prolific songwriter.
We have whiskey with your water, sugar with your tea. What are these crazy questions that they're asking of me? This is the wildest party that they ever could be. Oh, don't turn on the light, cause I don't wanna see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said it ain't a way to have fun. Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking on the smell of stale perfume. That cigarette y'all smoke about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said it ain't a way to have fun. I've got my ring. Got my ring.
I hope you enjoyed that. Randy Newman and Mama Told Me Not to Come Out from 1970. And from an album called 12 Songs. And for once, he was actually singing because he was famous for writing lots of songs for other people. But he finally got the chance to sing them himself back in 1970. Okay, back to the UK and Richard and Linda Thompson. See, we're quite chilled tonight and quite folky in many ways and country. That was former Fairport Convention member Richard Thompson and his wife Linda on their, from their second album, Hokey Pokey, in 1974, and A Heart Needs a Home. And of course, Richard Thompson is famous as a brilliant acoustic guitarist as well. Okay, let's continue with the singer-songwriters, but this time in American.
Sweet silver angels over the sea, please come down flying low for me. One time I trusted a stranger cause I heard his sweet song, and it was gently enticing me, though there was something wrong. But when I turned, he was gone, blinding me. His song remains reminding me he's a bandit and a heartbreaker. Oh, but Jesus was a cross maker. Sweet silver angels over the sea, please come down flying low for me. He wages war with the devil, a pistol by his side, and though he chases him out windows and won't give him a place to hide, he keeps his door open wide. Fighting him, he lights a lamp in. I hear the thunder come rumbling, the light never looks so dim. I see the junction get nearer, and danger is in the wind, and either rose looking grim. Hiding me, I flee, desire dividing me. He's a bandit and a heartbreaker. Oh, but Jesus was a cross maker. One time I trusted a stranger cause I heard his sweet song, and it was gently enticing me, though there was something wrong. But when I turned, he was gone, blinding me. His song remains reminding me he's a bandit and a heartbreaker. Oh, but Jesus was a cross maker.
Can remember who that was. Judy Sill from 1971, Jesus Was a Crossmaker, and I think that was from her first album, named after herself. And I think she only released two albums in her lifetime. She died, unfortunately, of drug abuse in 1979, and a lot of her music was based around Christian themes. Now, time for a bit of rock, I think.
The trap you'd and to use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind, don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now.
dressing rooms are great. They come on strong, and it ain't too long, but I make you feel a man. But love is blind, and you soon will find you're just a boy.
Faces in 1973, and Ooh La La was the album and their final studio album, actually, before they broke up. And of course, the band included Ronnie Wood on guitar and famously Rod Stewart, although by then I think he was starting to move elsewhere or leave the band. So I seem to be dodging from the UK and back to the States and then back to the UK. So let's go back to the States with Bonnie Raitt.
I've been romanced and dined and danced, crazy nights and wild times, but life has lost its mystery. Love is blind and cannot find.
Shadow.
You're listening to London Calling on CFM Radio. And tonight we're doing a special on a program called the Old Grey Whistle Test, which ran in the 1970s to the mid-1980s and was famous for playing album music, which is unusual in those days. And, of course, that was the wonderful Bonnie Raitt with a sort of a country song, really, I suppose, called I'm Blowing Away from 1975. That was from her fifth album, The Home Plate, and slightly unusual because she really is renowned as a blues singer-songwriter and an exceptional sly guitar player. One day I must play Love Me Like a Man, which is just fantastic. And it's remarkable because there aren't many female blues guitarists, let's face it. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that. Now, back to the UK. course, and Big Log. His first top 40 solo hit after leaving, or after, was leaving, before the Reformed, I suppose, leaving Led Zeppelin. And that was from 1983, appearing on the Old Grey Whistle Test, and from his album called The Principle of Moments. And the guitarist, just in case you were wondering on that, is not Jimmy Page, but Robbie Blunt. I worked with Robert Plant quite a lot during the 80s. Anyway, back to the US, and another artist, or singer-songwriter really, principally known for writing songs rather than performing, J.D. Souther. Ignorance. I'm not quite sure if his name's pronounced J.D. Souther or Souther. Not sure. Anyway, that was from his album Black Rose, and was actually called Black Rose as well, of course, from 1976. And although I recognise the song, I must admit, I don't know much about him, except that he wrote some of the biggest hits for the Eagles, including Best of My Love, Victim of Love, Heartache Tonight, and New Kid in Town, How Long? So he's he's well established on the country rock, particularly the country rock circuit. So, from the US, let's go back to Britain, to Ireland, with Rory Gallagher. Rory Gallagher from 1975 and Bought and Sold. What a fantastic guitarist. Famous for his Stratocaster and the way it faded due to the sweat on his body, because he used to work so hard in his concerts and produce so much sweat, it faded the colour and the paintwork on his guitar. Amazing. And I've got... He played with Little Feet, I've got a copy of the DVD at the first Rock Blast live concert in Essen in 1977. And I've got a copy of that, and it's just fantastic acoustic and electric performance. Anyway, talking of Little Feet, which of course are spelt with F-E-A-T, not F-E-E-T, let's finish with a classic, one of their classics, Dixie Chicken. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you next time. A la prochaine.
I made a sale on there. Well, she took me to Jungle.